الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. And I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides into Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. Inshallah, tonight is a continuation for the class number 36. This is continuation for the same tape number 36, although this is class number 37. And today, inshallah, which is 19th of Sha'ban for the year 1419 after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which coincides with the 8th of December 1998. And inshallah, today we have a new chapter related to Al-I'tikaf and Qiyam Ramadan. And this is our 37th class for the explanation of the book Bulugh al-Maram min Adillat al-Ahkam lil-Hafiz ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah. We explain in this class the book, the attainment of the objective. And we authenticated the hadith by Shaykh al-Albani, Hafizahullah, as well as other scholars. And today, when we're talking about al-i'tikaf and Ramadan, it's supposed to be, inshallah, something helpful to all of us, especially that we about to approach the month of Ramadan very soon. And it may be, inshallah, this class will help us about observing Ramadan or observing the i'tikaf in the proper understanding according to the Book of Allah and the authentic Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First of all, when we talk about al-i'tikaf, al-i'tikaf, that a person will keep himself unoccupied with the worldly thing and will keep himself busy with the ibadah and the worship and the remembrance of Almighty Allah, and that he will do this in a mosque, in a regular mosque, which is a 5-time prayers established usually always, as well as the Jum'ah, because there is other things which we call it Musalla, is a room for prayer, but the people did not pray Jum'ah in it. And usually the Muslims of the town, they get together in the largest mosque in their city to make Jum'ah together. So the i'tikaf, it has to be in a mosque. And inshallah, we're going to go in more details during the class, which we can understand more about al-i'tikaf and Qiyam Ramadan. In Qiyam Ramadan is to establish the prayer during the night. During the nights of Ramadan, seeking the pleasure and the reward of Almighty Allah. And inshallah also we're going to go about the reward about it. But basically we have to understand that the i'tikaf as well as the qiyam of Ramadan is sunnah, is the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which he did it and he encouraged us to do it. Is not a must but is optional and it is recommended. Without going into too much details, for those who have the book inshallah, you may refer to this subject in page number 240, باب الاعتكاف وقيام رمضان. This is the chapter or the book of Al-I'tikaf and Qiyam Ramadan, offering the prayer during the nights of Ramadan as well as i'tikaf, which is the first hadith in it, hadith number 568. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر. متفق عليه. The hadith is reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him. And the hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhima. So the hadith is authentic. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying what the meaning is. Man qama Ramadan, min al-qiyam, means to stand up. To stand up in the prayer. When? During the month of Ramadan. For what reason? Imanan wa ihtisaban. Out of faith. That you do it for the pleasure of Allah. Not for fame, not for showing off, but you don't need seeking the reward, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you for what you're doing, only to please Allah out of faith and seeking the pleasure of Allah and His reward. If you do this, غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه, all His past sin. All his past sin, his or her past sin will be forgiven. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins as a result of standing during the night for making tahajjud, for making qiyam, qiyamul layl, to make the prayer, reciting the Quran. From this hadith we understand it is recommended to make qiyam during Ramadan. Also we understand from this hadith that one of the means of forgiveness is to establish prayer during, optional prayer during the night of Ramadan. It is very important also that whatever you're doing, that to be done only for the pleasure of Allah. Otherwise, you are not getting any blessings out of it. So we learn from this hadith also the necessity of ikhlas in niyyah, the importance of having pure intention for all the good deeds that we're doing. Hadith number 569. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر أي العشر الأخيرة من رمضان شد مئزرة وأحيا ليلة وأيقظ أهله. متفق عليه. This hadith is reported by Aisha the wife of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima. So the hadith is authentic. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be his habit, as his wife telling us, that when is the last 10 days of Ramadan approaching, shadda mi'zara, mi'zar, okay, al-izar, that he will pull his izar, or he will tie up his izar, what he wearing, round his waist. This word is not meant in a physical sense, but this call it kinaya, that mean it is mean, it meant different from what is written. That mean that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets more active, and also that he separated himself from his wives, okay. That mean he will get away from his entertainment with his wives and devote himself more, because the izar is a part of the cloth which covers the private parts from the navel going down. So shadd al-mizar, that mean a way to say that he will separate himself from his wives, that mean he incline more towards the ibadah and the worship of Allah and to stay away from his wives. Wa ahya layla, from ihya, to revive, to make it alive, that will make his night alive. Alive with what? With the remembrance of Allah, recitation of the Quran and Salah. Okay? That mean ahya layla, make his night alive, that mean less sleep. So less time with his wife, less time of sleep, and this not only wa ayqadha ahla. So he was not only concerned about himself, to be more devoted to Allah, but he was concerned also about his wives, to share these blessings with him. So he used to wake them up, encouraging them to participate of being part of this ibadah. And this shows us the responsibility of the husband towards the wife. And this is the necessity of the husband to be more learned, more stronger in his deen, as a leader, as an imam for the family. So he will be a person who leading. Because if the husband is not well versed in the Quran, how he's going to teach his wife? If he's not more stronger in the deen, how he's going to encourage her to do better? So this is very important for us, if we want to be the leaders of our houses, that we educate ourselves and set ourselves in a better example for our wives. So this used to be the mannerism of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially in the last 10 days of Ramadan. Hadith number 570. وعنها رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أراد أن يعتكف صلى الفجر ثم دخل معتكف معتكفه. متفق عليه. Reported also by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he used to attend make his i'tikaf, he will make salat al-fajr, and after this he will enter the i'tikaf place. So this is teaches us also the manner, the proper way to approach i'tikaf, that you will start your i'tikaf after you perform salat al-fajr. And also we learn from this hadith that there is a special place for your i'tikaf, that the person will choose and select a place in the mosque, and he will put his sleeping bag there or his tent or whatever it is, and this will be his place for his i'tikaf, not to be busy with whatever happening in the mosque and watching whatever going on. Page number 241, hadith number 571. Hadith number 570 is authentic. Hadith number 571, عنها, also reported by Aisha radiallahu anha, كان يعتكف العشر الأواخر من رمضان ثم توفاه الله عز وجل ثم اعتكف أزواجه من بعده متفق عليه. This hadith reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make i'tikaf during the last 10 days of Ramadan, and he continued doing this until he passed away, became his habit until he died sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his wives, may Allah be pleased with them all, they carry this tradition after his death. That means his wives, they used to go to the mosque in the last 10 days and they will make i'tikaf. From this we understand the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He make his i'tikaf in the last 10 days, that he continued doing this until he died. And also we learn that the permissibility of women making i'tikaf and sleeping in the mosque during the i'tikaf, as long as no fitna from her, not to be causing of temptation for the men by raising her voice, by coming with perfume, by coming in short dresses or displaying her beauty. So in this case she could not be there because she will be causing a trouble for others. If she come in the proper hijab and the mask is big enough for men and women, she will take a side and she will establish i'tikaf there inshallah. And the hadith is authentic. Hadith number 572, وعنها ايضا, again from Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان ليدخل علي رأسه وهو في المسجد فأرجله, وكان لا يدخل البيت إلا لحاجة إذا كان معتكفا. متفق عليه, واللفظ للبخاري. This hadith number 572 reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, Ameen. The hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhima. Aisha informing us, while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam making his i'tikaf, he used to stick his head inside my room or my house. I used to watch it for him and comb his hair. He did not come enter my house except for necessity. So from this hadith we learned the permissibility of the person who is in i'tikaf to stick a part of his body out of the mosque for a needs, as long as his feet, his legs is still inside the masjid. Number two, that permissibility of the wife touching her husband and doing things for him like combing his hair while he in the mosque in i'tikaf. Number three, that the person who is in i'tikaf, he doesn't leave the mosque, he doesn't leave the i'tikaf except for something necessity, as example going to answer the call of nature, because the bathroom is not inside the musalla, is not inside the mosque, so he will have to go out. And in that time Rasulullah SAW, he doesn't go to his house except for answering the call of nature. This was considered as a necessity. Hadith number 573 reported by Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, As-Sunnah ala al-Mu'takif لا يعود مريضا ولا يشهد جنازة ولا يمس المرأة ولا يباشرها ولا يخرج لحاجة إلا لما لابد له من، ولا اعتكاف إلا بصوم، ولا اعتكاف إلا في مسجد جامع. حسن صحيح إن شاء الله. This hadith reported by Aisha. So it is موقوف. This is hadith Aisha is saying that from the sunnah, that it is the sunnah, the tradition, that the person who has i'tikaf, that he is engaged in i'tikaf, that he doesn't go out to visit the sick, neither he go out of his i'tikaf for attending the funeral, he doesn't touch his woman in with desire, neither he have intercourse with his wife, because he is in i'tikaf, and all the things against i'tikaf or the manner of i'tikaf. He doesn't leave the mosque except for a necessity, that there is no i'tikaf without fasting, that we know i'tikaf without fasting, that means a part of the i'tikaf that you be observing the fast. And we said when you go to start your i'tikaf, you start it after Salat al-Fajr, which you're going to be fasting during the day, break your fast by Maghrib, and after this you engage in your time in Zikrullah, remembrance, reciting the Quran, making Salah, making Istighfar, studying knowledge of the Deen. This is what you engage yourself in. So no i'tikaf, that means sitting in the masjid with the purpose of being in seclusion and keeping yourself only for this purpose. This is what you call it i'tikaf. I'tikaf, that means being in the mosque for the last 10 days, seeking the pleasure of Allah by spending this time inside the mosque. No i'tikaf without fasting. And no i'tikaf in any mosque except mosque jami', a collective mosque, a mosque which the Muslims go to pray the 5-time prayers and Jum'ah. Small musallas and corner mosque, this is not a mosque, this is a musalla only. Okay? It has to be a place which the people come for the 5-time prayers and Jum'ah. This hadith is Hassan and authentic.